How Water Behaves, a world premiere comedy drama that's playing at Capitol Repertory Theater through February 8th, is an easy play to like, or at least a play you want to like. Indeed, it's like getting three plays for the price of one. At its core, it's a sweet love story between two opposites. Steve is an unemployed web designer who sets demanding priorities for his life. His wife, Nan, is a dreamer who wants to save, or at least repair, the world. His unemotional view on how to live life is often in conflict with her innocent way of life. How Water Behaves is also a farce with well-meaning characters who make decisions and take action based on poor information. The play pokes fun at politically correct lifestyles, fad diets, divorce parties, the internet, consumer consumption, and coercive gift-giving. It's ironic that a play that derides political correctness is filled with politically correct characters that include a gay male couple, a single woman trying to use science to become pregnant, an Asian British poet, and a mystical African woman who makes peace in the household. The plot revolves around the couple who, when faced with the dilemma of having to give gifts they cannot afford to relatives they don't like, invent a fake charity. All's well that ends with a well. It's not for profit that is supposed to provide water for impoverished African communities. The couple then donate money to the charity in the name of friends and relatives. This gift offers an opportunity for the play to become a vehicle to touch on political topics, mostly environmental, which are raised in an even-handed way. While the romance is sweet, the farce amusing, and the political discussions thoughtful, the three segments fail to form a unified whole. Once you become involved with one of the themes, or start to enjoy a certain style of storytelling, playwright Sherry Kramer shifts the focus of the scene. For instance, when the story about the couple's struggle enters farcical territory with the gift of a large Trojan horse, the comic momentum is diverted by either the problems of the wife's best friend, or the bickering of the gay couple, or the ramblings of an esoteric poet. The same happens with political issues, which are often eloquent statements concerning the frustration of those who have the desire to do good, but lack the resources to make good happen. Such meandering is usually only distracting rather than being seriously hurtful. However, when the play takes a leap into magical realism, the thoughtful debate and the humor seem contrived and implausible. It appears to suffice to get resolution from a work that has written itself into a corner. Nonetheless, the play does have the happiest of endings, as every character gets what he or she wants. It's a delightful scene that shows the talent of playwright Kramer and indicates what How Water Behaves could be when she eventually decides which of the three plays she wants to write. Director Gordon Greenberg finds many amusing moments, overcoming the fragmented structure of the writing, and a habit of characters disappearing for long stretches of time. The actors always find the charming characters, who aren't always charming, and rarely seem authentic. But somehow, solid performances by a talented cast make us care about them and their situation. How Water Behaves is neither perfect nor profound, but it has something to say, and it says it in a congenial manner. It is A Nice Night in the Theater. How Water Behaves is at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany through February 8th. For tickets and information, call 445-7469 or go to capitalrep.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.